Hi and welcome to your midweek edition of the award-winning Gutter. I've got Phil Blundell, Ian Salmon and Neil Atkinson, Andy producing. We're off to a fast, sharp start. I want to deal with a story that I think, I caught on to it the first time last night, and it's been a recurring one this summer that rears its ugly head, gets pushed down and then comes back up again like something, a metaphor. What gets pushed down and comes back up again?
Loch Ness Monster.
Not that. Oh, no, it's things you hit on the
whack-a-mole.
Head. Moles.
Whack-a-mole.
I like the Loch Ness Monster.
Not like literal moles. The RSPCA might have a problem with this one,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Like a whack-a-mole of a story, the Salah thing keeps coming, rearing its head back into view. About 3 weeks ago, Salah was linked to a move to Saudi, and his agent, Rami Abbas, quickly, he pushed it away, saying, we wouldn't have signed a new contract if we had any plans in moving. But then he used the words this year, which I thought was interesting. But anyway, the stories re-emerged last night, Phil, saying Saudi Pro League side Al Ittihad, who are Fabinho's new employers, I think, are pushing to sign Mohamed Salah before the window closes. Salah will not force a move out of respect for LFC and LFC supporters. A Saudi Arabian outlet, name I'm not going to try and pronounce this just now, reported tonight Liverpool initially closed the door on the deal but later re-entered talks after a large financial offer was put on the table. $100 million fee is being touted. Now, I've added in my notes to this because I normally just go, bleh. But then news broke last night that Al Ahly from the Saudi League have just agreed to sign Gabri Vega. And I know there's been some big signings this summer, but in a way, that is one that really has piqued my attention and makes me think that sort of anything is possible just now, right now, with those guys. You know, he's an up-and-coming, sought-after young midfielder, and they've just gone, yeah, we don't just want the veterans. We don't want the Fabinhos, the Ronaldos, et cetera, et cetera. We'll have the now players. So whilst I don't think Liverpool will do business before this deadline closes, it is just another indicator for me that this shit is getting serious.
I think it always will be semi-serious, but I kind of get the impression that if a player is wanted by a big European club, they're just going to choose the big European club anyway. Like, Gabby Vega's got to, late
Napoli
August?
Wanted him.
But they didn't buy him, though, did they? They didn't make a hard, firm offer. It's more feels a bit like he's got to the point where he's like, well, no one wants me.